When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation, how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. Get your do-over started fast with a solid foundation by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. And it's yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, hello. It's been a while. Glad to be back. And I am back to my regular production schedule as well. And I just want to thank all of you that have reached out to me during the last few months, sharing your concerns and sharing your anticipation and sharing your great stories with me. I mean, I love getting your emails and hearing about your pursuits and hearing about your challenges and hearing about your triumphs. I mean, I believe I've responded to everybody. And if I missed you, it wasn't on purpose. It's merely because I just didn't see it. So feel free to send me an email or resend an email to matt@thedooverguide.com. matt@thedooverguide.com. And I will get to your email, okay? So a little explanation as to where I've been. You see, my own do-over is far from complete. I mean, if it'll ever be complete, I don't know. But it's not complete. And I've had some exciting developments in my professional life, some opportunities that required my undivided attention. And today I want to share some of my recent experiences as I butted up against many of the same barriers and the same obstacles and the same challenges that you face on a daily basis. I mean, it's just the nature of being on the court and playing a big game, playing your game and playing all out, playing to win. I mean, we're all human beings and nobody is exempt from complacency. Nobody is exempt from fear or lack of motivation or lack of focus or procrastination. I mean, all that stuff that gets in the way. I mean, even the do-over guy is not exempt, or I should say, especially the do-over guy is not exempt. I mean, it's actually how much of this do-over guy stuff came about. I mean, my book and this podcast, I mean, it had a lot to do with the distinction. If you really want to learn something, go teach it as soon as you learn it. and keep teaching it. And when you keep teaching it and you do that over and over again, it really becomes a part of you. It doesn't become just some cool information, some knowledge in your head that you have that you can whip out at cocktail parties. Nothing like that. It actually becomes a part of you. And it's when you actually start to implement it. So I challenge you. I mean, whenever you hear something on this show or anywhere for that matter, whenever you hear something that really resonates with you, go out and teach it to somebody as soon as possible. Now, as I've been continuing my do-over, I had to stop and coach myself through some stuff. I got stopped several times in the past few months. I got stopped by uncertainty, and I got stopped by fear of the future, or specifically fear of the unknown future. I mean, that's a really biggie for me. I always need to know what's going to happen. I hate not knowing. It's the not knowing is the worst part. And anyway, I just want to share with you what I had to coach myself through, along with some other interesting observations over the last few months. And collectively, they are three distinctions that are likely stopping you from getting what you want, or stopping you from it getting at least as much of whatever it is that you want. And how do I know they're stopping you? Because you're human, and they stop all humans. Like I said, no one is exempt. No one is immune. It's stopping you, I promise. Either a little bit or a lot. And depending on which one resonates with you the most, I don't know which one is going to really click and be able to impact your life, but I know all three of them will to some capacity. Now, as I've openly shared here is, you know, I've been working on building a second stream of income, a second stream of passive income with an online business. And I've been trying out some affiliate internet marketing. And I'm using my online real estate investing academy as the launch of this new venture. And I shared that it had launched a while back when I had the internet business mastery guys on, Jay and Sterling. And, you know, I paid to become a member of their academy and I immersed myself in it. I followed their instructions step by step, although they were long and slow steps. That was just the pace that I was moving, but it eventually launched. But what I didn't tell anybody was that I had only completed the first lesson of the academy when I actually launched it. I mean, the academy was really nothing but air when I actually launched it and was collecting money for the membership. And my friend, Stephen Gregg, who will be coming back on actually the show very soon, he calls it selling air sandwiches with slices of wind. But I don't get me wrong. I wasn't trying to pull a fast one. I wasn't being sneaky. I was actually implementing a specific distinction or a technique of how you can get things done. And what I was implementing was a technique or strategy, and you maybe have heard it. Actually, you have heard this because we've talked about it before on the show. It's throwing your hat over the wall. Just making such a huge commitment that you can't afford not to fail. That succeeding will be less painful than you failing. So you're more inclined to actually succeed when you do that. You see, I had been tinkering with this real estate investing academy for over a year and making very little progress. And I finally got to the point where I was sick and tired of talking about it. I mean, I was sick and tired of listening to myself talk about it. I mean, God knows my girlfriend was sick and tired of hearing me talk about it. So I had to coach myself through it. It was something I really wanted, but I just wasn't following through. I didn't know what was actually in the way. And after I just did some soul searching or real some introspection, looking into myself, it really just came down to laziness. You see, when the passive income from my real estate, when it pays all of my bills, it's really easy for me to get complacent and lazy. And I'm not done yet. I want to accomplish more. Yes, I've got my bills paid, but there's a lot more to life. There's more I can, there's so much that I haven't done yet, so much that I don't have yet that I want. And I'm not even the person who I want to become yet, you know, and who knows if I'll ever achieve all of that, but I'm certainly not there now. So I had to light a fire under my butt to really get me going. I had to light a fire under my own butt. So what I did is I threw my hat over the wall. I sold a comprehensive 10-lesson course, of which one lesson would be released each week to the members. So as I accepted people's academy fees and having only one lesson complete, what that meant was is I had to stay 1 week ahead of my members. I had to complete this, and I had a specific timeline of which I had to complete it in. I threw my hat over the wall and I had to go get the hat. Failure was not an option. And to make it even more tense, I mean, I didn't plan on this. This just kind of happened, and it tends to happen. This type of stuff will come and it'll light a bigger fire when you do make a commitment like that. You see, the very first member that joined the academy was on my ass the whole time. Excuse my language, but that's what it felt like. Mr. Brady Miller. Brady Miller, if you're out there, I've got this really strong love-hate relationship with you. And Brady would send me an email to let me know that I was late on my lesson. I mean, I remember when he sent me the first email, he let me know I was 6 hours late with lesson two. He was like, I paid my fee. Where's the lesson? And I was like, uh-oh, it's on now. I have to stay up to date. Brady is out there. And I knew that for the next 10 weeks, there would be no rest. And Brady did not let me rest. I mean, I had to have the new lesson of the week up by Sunday at midnight each week. And just knowing Brady was out there somewhere waiting for me, I had this image of Brady sitting there on Sunday nights hitting refresh, refresh, refresh on his computer, waiting for the new lesson to pop up. And I just knew he was checking up on me. And so I had to get each lesson done. And many of those lessons took me right down to the wire. I mean, I gave up every single weekend of those 10 weeks. It actually took me about 12 weeks. But Brady let up on week 11 and 12. I'd work all day Saturday, and then I would be exhausted. But I wasn't done. I had to complete it on Sunday. And I'd get down to like 9 o'clock on Sunday night. I'd worked all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and I wasn't done. And I had 3 hours to go. I had to get it done. And that's all as a result of me throwing my hat over the wall. But you know what? Because I did it that way, in the 10 to 12 weeks, I had accomplished what I was unable to do the entire previous year. I made a commitment. I threw my hat over the wall and I had to go get it. My reputation was on the line and my money was on the line. I mean, I didn't want to give anyone an excuse to ask for a refund. That was my big fear. I was like, oh my God, if they ask for a refund, it means I failed. And now the academy is essentially done. I never have to go through that again. I just had to build it once. And, you know, I'll always be modifying. I'm going through and enhancing and refining right now. And I'll always be adding new advanced content. I'm going to add one advanced module every quarter. But it's done. Okay? It's done. I never have to go through that type of pressure again. And now I have a second stream of passive income. There are members in there that are paying a membership, monthly membership fee to me each and every single month. God bless them. Thank you. So the lesson here is not, ooh, look at me, look what I did. No, the lesson here is, where in your life have you been putting something off that's really important to you? What have you been wanting to accomplish for a long time and you just can't seem to get it done? You might have started multiple times and it's just not panning out the way you want. You're not making the progress that you want. So how can you put something on the line? How can you throw your hat over the wall and get it done? So that's number one. Think it through. Where in your life can you throw your hat over the wall? And when you throw your hat over the wall, I mean, for this to work, it has to scare you. It has to be scary to throw that hat over the wall. And if it doesn't scare you, that hat didn't make it all the way over. It probably hit the top and then bounced back. Okay. I mean, you've got to throw your best hat over the wall as well. It's got to really terrify you. You've got to put yourself in a position to where you have to climb that wall and go get it, or you got to crawl under it, or you got to bust through it, or you got to go around it, but you've got to get the hat on the other side of the wall by any means necessary. And this is really a great technique in getting things done. And I've used this several times in my do-over and it works every time. Okay. So where in your life, this is number one, where in your life can you throw your hat over the wall to get something done that's really important to you? All right, the next distinction. As I was going through this process, I was trying to manage everything equally in my life, and I had just spread myself way too thin. I had to coach myself through energy dispersed versus focused energy. Now, energy dispersed being that walking outside on a nice spring day and feeling that nice warm sun on your face, it's nice and it's comfortable, it's pleasant, no harm. But focused energy being that same sunlight on that same spring day passing through a magnifying glass, being focused through a magnifying glass to the point where it can burn a hole in something, like a leaf, for example. That same sunlight has much more power when it's focused. It can actually burn a hole when it's focused. And our brains, our thoughts, and our actions, they all work in precisely the same way. When our thoughts are dispersed, there's no power. When our thoughts are focused, there's power. When our actions are dispersed, no power. When our actions are focused, power. So, armed with that distinction, I had to eliminate a few things momentarily. And one of those things was this podcast. So I took a break to focus more energy on where I had made a commitment. I had made a commitment where I threw that hat over the wall. I'm sorry I didn't have time for a podcast when I got to get over this wall by any means necessary. Brady's out there waiting for me. And because I was so focused, not only did I get the job done in time, I did a really great job. I mean, completing the Epic Pro Academy and watching it all the way through from lesson one and going through all the different sessions all the way through to 10, I mean, I'm really proud of it. It totally exceeded my expectations. And it's all because I focused my energy. It wasn't because I was special. It's because my energy was focused and it came out better than I had originally envisioned it. So that's what's next for you. That's the second one. Where are you spreading yourself too thin? What can you eliminate from your life, even if it's just a temporary elimination, to give more of your focus to what's really important to you? Where are you half-stepping? where are you putting forth a half effort that really deserves your full and complete steps? I mean, don't take this lightly either, because what I've noticed is over time that half-stepping, doing a half-assed job, doesn't produce half results. It typically produces much less. I mean, so we've all got that stuff that takes up our time that doesn't serve us, or it's not the best use of our time. There's a term in real estate called the highest and best use for a property. Like if you have a busy intersection, you've got a vacant lot right there on the corner of that busy intersection. What's the highest and best use for that vacant lot? You know, it probably wouldn't be a single family residence. Not a great place for a single family residence. Probably wouldn't sell for very much on a busy street. Wouldn't generate an income or the highest income possible there. But maybe you build a convenience store. Now all of a sudden, now we're talking. Now we've got the highest and best use. Now it's actually going to generate a profit. So that's what I mean. So what's the highest and best use of your time? And, you know, there's stuff out there. There's so much stuff out there that doesn't serve us. Or if it doesn't serve you very well, but it's something that still needs to get done, how can you delegate that? What can you delegate? Who can do that for you? What can you outsource? What can you remove from your plate so you can focus on your highest and best use? I mean, I've become a huge fan of outsourcing. You know, and if you think you can't afford to outsource the menial tasks in your life, I challenge you that you can't afford not to. I mean, if you can't afford to outsource, that's more than likely the exact reason you must outsource to maintain your focus. Because that focused energy, that focused mind, those focused actions are powerful. When it's dispersed, no power. Now, I'm not going to go all the way through outsourcing in this episode. We've done that before, but get yourself a copy of the 4-Hour Workweek. That's where I first was exposed to outsourcing, and I've been an outsourcing fanatic ever since. Okay, so back on track. The point here is to focus your energy. Do a checkup with yourself to see if your energy is so dispersed that you're lacking power in not just the important things that you're doing, in everything that you're doing. That's typically how it ends up. Okay? So just check up with yourself. Check in on yourself and see if you got too much stuff on your plate. What can you eliminate? What can you delegate? Okay, so here's the third distinction. All right. So inside of internet marketing, they have something called affiliate marketing. And what that is you can market someone else's product or service and earn a commission. And it can be extremely lucrative, as most affiliate programs pay 50% commission or more. And you know, that's enough to almost justify not creating your own product. I mean, why would you want to go through all the trouble and the hassle of the creation of it and the shipping of it and the managing of the customers and all that stuff? Why would you want to do all that if you can make 50%, 75% off of someone else's product? But The challenge is, in the industries of personal development, for example, like this show, and real estate investing, or really anything that has to do with making money, there's so much crap in the marketplace that trying to make affiliate marketing your primary income source in that genre or that space or that industry is likely to be a very short-lived career, as sooner or later, your crowd, the people that you're marketing to, is going to get hip to that you're selling crap. They might buy the first one if they like you. They might even buy the second one and give you a second chance. But if you sell them crap the first two times, you know, you might get a third sale, but that fourth and the fifth, your business is dead. So after recognizing that in the personal development industry and the real estate investing industry, is that's when I decided to create my own product, one that I could stand behind. And I'm going to continue to create my own products because that's just, I want to bottle up and market what's in my head. And no one really sees anything the same way I see it. So I'm committed to doing that. And that's why I created the Epic Pro Academy. I created my own real estate investing education product because there wasn't anything out there that I could put my name behind, that I could put my reputation behind. And I also declared to myself that I would not recommend any product or service unless I found value in it from me first. I mean, I have to have made the purchase, whether it's a product or a service. I had to have implemented it and used it, and I had to have gotten positive results for me to ever recommend it. And I'm happy to say not everything out there is crap, most of it, but not everything out there is crap. You know, the REIC company owned by Chris Krohn, great service. Everyone that I know that I've referred to his service has had success, everyone. And I know for certain at least a dozen of you listening to this show right now have dropped down $10,000 or more for Chris's top package. And you're pleased with the service as well. And if there's anybody out there that has gotten involved based on the recommendation from this show and you're less than satisfied, send me an email. Send me an email so I can rectify the situation. But everybody that I know that's gotten involved with REIC, with Chris Krohn, they're loving their experience and they've all purchased at least one property. Everybody across the board. And the same goes for the Augmandino program I promoted in the beginning of this show. I mean, everyone that I know that has gone through the Augmandino program has been extremely pleased with their experience there. I got amazing value from both of those groups, so I felt very comfortable in referring and recommending them to you. All that to say, of the thousands of affiliate programs there are out there to promote, those are the only two I've been very comfortable to put my name and reputation behind. Oh, and the Internet Business Mastery guys. Those guys are awesome too. So I had them on the show. Now, just recently, a program was brought to my attention. And I didn't even know it was a program. It was a service that I had paid for and got amazing results for, but I didn't know that there was even an affiliate relationship attached to it. And I just learned of that this past, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I was very excited to promote it. And I'm not even going to name it right now because I don't want the point that I want to make out of this to get confused with a subtle or indirect promotion. I'm not even going to name it. So there's a saying in the internet marketing industry: sell them what they want, but give them what they need. Sell them what they want, but give them what they need. And when I first heard that, I was actually a little insulted. I mean, like, people, of which I considered myself to be one, a person, it's like people aren't smart enough to purchase what they need. They have to almost be duped into purchasing what they need. They have to be sold all the sugar on top for them to make the purchase. And that was insulting to me at first. But, you know, then when I got to thinking about it, I guess there isn't much harm in it as long as the customer is actually getting what they need. For example, when it's done right, P90X. The exercise program you see on TV. It's been running for a few years now. And they're out there selling the people what they want. You see the rock hard abs, the firm butt. You see the tight bodies and the big biceps. You see all that stuff that you want. And when you make the purchase, what do you get in the mail? You get a rigorous exercise program. What you need, okay? That rigorous exercise program is going to produce the results that you want. Now, the other way, when this is done wrong, you see the nice firm body on TV that you want, and you make the purchase, And then what comes in the mail? A bottle of pills. A fat blocker. Or a carb blocker. Or the belly fat burner pill. Or the, whatever the get skinny pill of the moment is. And I can even say the get skinny pill of the moment is. You know why I know they don't work? Because they stop advertising them. They stop marketing them. They get repackaged later on. Is something else, or the next thing, or the next gimmick. That's selling people what they want, but giving them what they don't need. Something that's not going to work. That's when it's done wrong. Anyway, okay, I got so sidetracked. Anyway, this affiliate program that was brought to my attention is something that every tax-paying American absolutely needs. Absolutely needs. I mean, if they want to significantly increase their W-2 take-home pay, they need this. And with this affiliate program, they supplied 6 pre-written emails. I didn't have to do the work. They just gave me the emails, load them up into your little marketing machine, send them out on a time release, and boom, you're going to make money. And I looked at these emails. It was kind of a no-brainer. Great. All I got to do is queue them up and hit send. And so I read the emails, and of course, these pre-written emails were selling people what they want. A lot of hype, a lot of fluff. And I debated as to whether I should use their emails or should I just write my own. But being a product of this product that I was going to represent, or that I did represent, I felt that they had left out a lot of great information. I mean, a lot of awesome stuff that I got out of this program that people would really want. It wasn't in there. It wasn't in these hype emails. I mean, I didn't think this product needed any hype to sell it. It seemed like it would sell itself. Anyway, as I contemplated as to what to do about these emails, I thought, since the product is what they need, it doesn't really matter why they eventually buy it, just as long as they buy it. They're going to be better off for it. I mean, whatever the reason, I had 100% confidence in that there would be 100% customer satisfaction. It wasn't a doubt in my mind. I even put my own guarantee there. I mean, I was getting paid a 50% commission on this product, and I guaranteed 100% of the purchase price. That means I was going to also be responsible for my partner's portion. That's how confident I was. So I decided to conduct my own little experiment. I would send out 3 of their pre-written fluff emails, and I'd send out 3 of my own factual, personal testimonial emails, what I actually got out of the product, how amazing it was for me. And it was just a 72-hour promotion. So I was like, okay, let's test it. Let's see what happens. So I loaded all 6 emails into my marketing machine to be time released. And Thursday morning, the first one landed. It was one of the fluffy emails. That's what went out first. And almost immediately, boom, a sale. Boom, another. And it kept going and it seemed to slow down a little bit. And then 12 hours later, the next email went out. Now this one was one of my personal testimonial emails, sharing the results that I personally got from this product. And it was from the heart. It was like, this is how awesome this is. And I got at least a dozen unsubscribe emails calling me a scam artist, calling me a liar, a pig, slime, among other names. I mean, one guy said that he lost all respect for me and my do-over story. And another said, I knew you were too good to be true, and unsubscribed. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The fluffy email got sales, and the honest and truthful pissed off a bunch of people. So 12 hours later, out goes the second fluffy email, and boom, a sale. Boom, a sale, and another. And it kept going. And now I'm really scratching my head here, because fluffy is just, that's not me. I don't do that. I don't do fluffy. I do, let's get to the point, let's get to the facts. And then 12 hours later, when the next honest and truthful email went out, more unsubscribes by another dozen or so. And this pattern, it repeated itself through the entire promotion. And, you know, I still really don't know what I'm going to do about it, as sending out fluffy emails just ain't my thing. I'm in pursuit of this happy medium, but none of that is the point. The reason I went through this long explanation of this 72-hour affiliate promotion is that I wanted to draw your attention to a distinction called already always listening. Already always listening. It's a prejudging, so to speak. It's taking past experiences and putting those into your future on completely unrelated experiences. And your brain somehow connects the two, and it makes decisions based on that. And the two occurrences, the two experiences have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And it gets created in all of us, that the inside of the box that we live in, when that gets created. And if you don't know what the box is, go back and listen. I think it was episode 26. But this already always listening was showing up as when you hear something that seems too good to be true, of which would be the results I personally received, the results I was sharing, they were too good to be true. It was amazing. I didn't know you could do this with the tax code. I didn't know you could get all that money back. And people thought I was lying. It sounded too good to be true. And when you hear those results that seem too good to be true, they are immediately dismissed as false because of a past experience where you heard something similar. And since they turned out to be false then, they must be false now. And because of this already always listening, it costs you opportunities in life. Oftentimes, life-changing opportunities. And I'm not speaking of the product I was trying to sell through these emails, although it would be life-changing if you got to keep a lot more of your money. I mean, anyone that purchased it experienced some life change, no doubt about it. But I'm speaking specifically of relationships primarily. Your most valued relationships, like your significant other, like your parents, like your children. And identifying your own already always listening, it can be very difficult. I mean, it's very difficult to detect as it lives in our blind spot for most people. It lives in a blind spot where you can't really see it. Someone kind of has to come along and point it out to you. So here I am, I'm pointing it out to you. But here's a way you can kind of get the gist where you can see it a little bit. So here's your homework assignment for you. So today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you see your significant other, or if you happen to be in between others at the moment, try this with your parents. Try it with your best friend. Or here's a good place to try it. Try it with somebody at work you don't like too much. Okay? The next time you see whoever you are going to choose for this exercise, listen to them as it's the first time you ever listen to them. Listen to them as if it's the first time you ever met them. I mean, do you remember when the first few dates that you had with that special someone? I mean, you were likely hanging on their every word. You were excited. You were curious. You were interested. They likely had your total undivided attention. They had your attention because you hadn't developed an already always listening for them yet. And then slowly, as the more time you spent together, down the road, you start to notice their patterns and you start to notice their idiosyncrasies, and you stop listening to what they say. And you start filling in the blanks. You start reading between the lines and you start making assumptions. You start assuming what they're going to say. And in your mind, you're finishing their sentences. And sometimes you're finishing their sentences and that's not even what they said. I know this has happened to everybody. It's happened to everybody, and because you know why? Because I know why it's happened to everybody, because every single one of you has had a significant other that has accused you of something like that. And it gets to a point, you know, over 20 and 30 years of a long-term marriage, I mean, you can't even hear the person anymore. That's your already always listening getting in the way. And it destroys relationships, and it steals opportunity. So those are the three distinctions that I wanted to share with you today that I experienced when I was down on the court these last few months playing my game, working on my do-over. First, where in life can you throw your hat over the wall to get something really important to you accomplished? Where can you really put your butt on the line? Where can you play all out as if your life depended on it? What's going on in your life that's that important to you, that you're willing to play that big of a game? It's your life. We're not here very long. Second, what can you eliminate, either temporarily or permanently, to allow you to focus your energy on the more important things to you? How can you narrow that dispersed energy, that dispersed focus, and just focus that energy into your highest and best use of you? Okay? And then the third, I want you to pick someone in your life that's really important to you, someone that you've known for a long time. And the next time you see or talk to them, pretend inside of yourself, you're going to be pretending inside, you're not going to pretend with them. You're going to pretend inside yourself that it's the first time you've ever met them. I want you to be interested in them. I want you to be curious. Be interested in them as you once were. And after the meeting, after you have that initial conversation or that initial gathering or that cup of coffee, whatever it may be, I want you to recollect. I want you to evaluate of what happened there and how you felt and how they probably felt. I can almost guarantee you that'll be one of the best times you've had with that person for as long as you can remember. And I don't want you to just do it once. I want you to keep doing it. And I don't want you to just do it with one person. Do it with everybody. I mean, the world will start to show up to you very differently in a very good way. I mean, unexplained good fortune will start to come your way, or miracles even, I promise. Okay, so that's it for today. Good to be back, and I'll see you very soon. God loves you, and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power.
Take action
on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.